features, and benefits. 5. The new financial industry is all about behavior, temperament, and strategy. 6. Know your money temperament and manage your behavior to create wealth. This book is about you and your money and not a book about money. I want to help you better understand how you think and feel about money. Once you understand how and why you make your money choices, I believe you will make better money choices. I've been working with people and their money for years. That's what I do. Money does make us crazy. You are human, and humans aren't wired to be very good with money. Once you understand this, that your money behavior is emotional and very human, you can start to better understand how and why you spend your money the way you do. In fact, money crazy seems to be our natural state. If any of this is of interest or a concern to you, listen on. If not, spend on. But you will have to deal with your money behavior eventually. The book is divided into two parts. Part one is about money behavior, why you make money choices the way you do. Part two is about managing your money behavior, the money behavior system. I've tried to use the best laboratory available to demonstrate all this, the mall. I could not think of a better place to talk about what we Americans do best, spend money. In part two, you'll meet Apex. Think of Apex as your Sherpa money guide who resides in your subconscious and helps you make better money choices. I hope to help you find your inner Apex, and by doing so, to help you make better money decisions. Apex will help introduce and explain the money behavior system. Overview. Part 1. You are human. Get over it. Chapter 1. Crazy money, stupid money. Lays out the challenges we humans face daily with our money choices. Chapter 2. Surprise, you're not very good with money. Why understanding your human nature and how you think and feel about money will help you make better money choices. Chapter 3. It's all about you and your money beliefs. Why understanding your money belief system is critical to better money choices. Chapter 4. The rules have changed. Why what you know about money might not work in today's rapidly changing economy. Part 2. The money behavior system. Chapter 5. Your money values. Why knowing what is most important to you in your life is critical to making better money choices. Chapter 6. Your money temperament. Why knowing how you think...